Welcome back to Maseches Peah, the first full day of Peah Mishnayos only. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. So now we begin to get into the nitty-gritty of what Peah is all about. Peah, as we explained yesterday, is basically the idea that we're leaving some of our crop for the aniyim, for the poor people. And as we explained yesterday in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, there's no shear, which means that on the one hand you can give as much as you want, and on the other hand you can really give as little as you want, technically from a Deoraisa, from a Torah standpoint. But as we'll see in the first Mishnah, there actually is a rabbinic, there is a derabanan measurement that you do have to give. Says the Mishnah as follows, Mishnah Beis. In pochasin lepeah mishishim, one cannot give less than a 60th of their crop for the peah. Vavlo pisha amru in lepeah shior, and even though we said yesterday that the peah there's no shear for it, that was only midoraisa. Midorabanan, we have an obligation to give at least 1/60th of the field. But then the Mishnah goes one step further. Hakol lefi godel hasada lefi rov haniyim. That at the end of the day, we really expect the person to make this measurement based on the size of their field and based on the amount of poor people that there are. That is to say that if a person has a massive field and a 60th of that field with the 59 other parts of it that he'll have will be so much food way beyond what he would ever need, then clearly we expect them to give more than a 60th, right? Give 2/60ths, 3/60ths, whatever it is. No reason why he can't give more if he really doesn't need all of the rest of that produce. That, and even if the 1/60th will leave him with the rest of the field that is just about enough for him, his family, or whatever he needs, even so, if there are many aniyim, if there are many poor people in the community, in the area, then we expect him to try to give a little bit more, even though it will start going into the amount that he needs for himself and for his business, etc. Lefi rov ha'anava, and the Mishnah gives this vague way of measuring. It says that it's all based on how much of a giving person the guy is, right? So anava usually means humility, but the Mefarshim explained that it really means like generosity over here, that it's all based on how great his generosity is. Is he going to be a giving person or not giving person? And of course, Chazal tell us time and time again how critical it is to be a giving person, to do our best to give as much as possible, understanding that all of our success doesn't come from ourselves, but rather from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Hashem gives it to us, He expects us to give to others as well. Okay, that's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, now we need to know one thing to read Mishnah Gimel, and that is that technically what Peah means is Peah means like the end. That is to say that we're expected to reap our entire field, and then the end of the field, that is going to be considered the 1/60th that we leave for our Peah obligation. Let's say someone says, you know what, I want to give the middle part of the field. So is a person allowed to harvest in a circle around that little middle part and just leave the little middle part, for example? So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. We're going to have three different perspectives here. So says the Mishnah. So also one more thing that we need to know is that when the Mishnah says from the beginning of the field and at the end of the field, it's a little unclear what that means exactly. The beginning, where's the beginning? Is there like a start sign? So the basic understanding is that the beginning means wherever you start from, the end means wherever you would in theory logically end for the reaping of the field. So again, Mishnah Gimel, Nostin Peah Mitchila Sasade Ume Emtsa. One can leave Peah even at the beginning of the field, meaning you can leave the first 1/60th and then reap the rest of the 59/60ths for yourself, or you could leave it in the middle of the field, wherever. Basically, Peah can be given from any point of your field. It doesn't have to be specifically at the end of the field. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that was the first opinion. The second opinion of Rabbi Shimon is Ubilvad Shiyitin Basof Kashiyor. So says Rabbi Shimon, no matter what, the Peah that you leave anywhere else in the field will technically be considered Peah, but you will only really fulfill your complete obligation if you at least leave at the end just like a little amount. How much at the end? What's that little amount he has to leave? Unclear, but he has to leave a little bit at the end to show, essentially, that the kavana was that all of it is the peah. That is the second opinion. The third opinion is of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im shier Kelach Echad, Someich Lo Mishum Peya. Rabbi Yehuda says that at the end of the day, you must leave something at the end, and if you don't leave something at the end, then it's going to basically mean that the middle part that you left, for example, is not really Peya, it's really Hefker. So again, the difference between the second and third opinions are a little confusing. Rabbi Shimon basically says that no matter what, that middle portion that you left is always going to be Peya, and it's that the last piece kind of like helps bring your 99% obligation up to 100%. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda basically says that if you left 99% of your Peya obligation in the middle, but you didn't leave any at the end, then that means that even the 99% you left in the middle is not considered Peya. Only that last little piece that you leave will make it 100% all Peya. So essentially, just again to read the words of Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Shir Kelach Echad, Somech Lo Mishum Peya, that Rabbi Yehuda says, if he leaves one stalk at the end, then he can like attach it to what was left at the beginning or in the middle as Peya. But if he doesn't leave at least one stalk of Peya at the end, then basically everything earlier that he might have left is only Hefker, right? So you can make anything Hefker you want at any time, and Hefker means that it's beautiful, you can give it to Aniyim, to the poor people, but Hefker also really means that rich people could take it as well, so that's not so helpful, and it certainly does not fulfill the Peya obligation. But anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. Tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Daled. Have a wonderful day.